Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Jesus Christ became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man came up, ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good shepherd, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you make me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments: you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honor your father and mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at these words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of the needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. True poverty is not only we do not have material goods, even our mind all have to live down, so that we can love unconditionally our neighbor. It's never easy. The rich man in the gospel is an example, but this is not saying only material goods. Spiritual goods also have to put down, so that we have the simplicity to love, no judgment, always ready to love, that's all, wholeheartedly, never easy. To follow Jesus, one thing is just put in the hand of God. That's why at the end Jesus says, "What is impossible for man is possible for God." Jesus, we trust in you. We offer our life. We want to follow you completely. Let our heart always adhere to material goods, neither ourselves. Jesus, help us to always love all people as you have loved them. Jesus, we trust in you.